believe it or not, but I'm missing our usual cold temperatures today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
With our so far warm winter, I'm missing the bronzy golds and reds our evergreen landscape shrubs display as a result of cold temperatures. Who doesn't appreciate winter foliage of Japanese Clearia with the patina of rich burgundy? And what about my winter favorite, Nandina? Botanically known as Nandina domestica, Nandina is also called heavenly bamboo or sacred bamboo, and has been used as decorations for home altars and temples in China. Leaves are compound and bisected three ways. There are bright glossy green in the summer, but really shine in the winter with a fiery array of reds and burgundies. Nandina domestica flowers in the spring with big panicles of white clusters. In the fall and winter, the berries are the main event. The clusters of red berries start upright, and as the berries mature, the clusters weigh down the canes. If there is one problem, it's the potential for some weediness from the heavy fruit production. Several states have identified Nandina as invasive. Because Nandina tends to be a slower grower, my advice is to buy the biggest plant you can afford. And with all landscape shrubs, plant in well-drained soil and use a layer of organic mulch. A little slow-release fertilizer scratched in around the plant each spring will keep your Nandina shrubs well-fed. Until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman, enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.